Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of The Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Right now, we're joined by Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books do not want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes out every single week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. What's up, JLC? Good morning.
What's going on, gentlemen? Good morning.
I was perusing CBSSports.com, and I came across your article. It's only week eight of the NFL season, but these nine NFC teams and five AFC teams can forget about the playoffs.
See you later.
You have already punted.
Thanks for playing.
You have already punted away every NFC East team.
We're not even the Halloween.
Out of Dallas, and yeah, it's not even a contest in the NFC East. Dallas lapping the field. Walk us through the rest of the teams that basically don't have a chance at this point.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think some of this speaks for itself. You know what's going on in that division. I don't know if you're buying any of those other three to get out of the abyss and make themselves a factor in the playoffs here and in the playoff chase. I'll listen, but that's going to be quite an argument. I mean, look in the North. The Lions. I feel the Lions try really hard. They're giving it all they got. There's just no horses there. And look, the Bears are an unmitigated disaster. And yeah, if you've watched them recently,
I mean, they look like the worst team I've ever seen against the Bucs. Now that defense is legit, and I don't think Nagy's putting Fields in the best spot. They look terrible. You're right.
And I mean, that's the Bucs. That'll happen. But even just in general, the defense. I mean, their chance to win was control the ball and play some defense. I mean, Khalil Mack's out. I mean, they're not what they were on defense. The coach is proven to be in over his head. The quarterback is being put in untenable situations. They're not good. Out west, Seattle with Russell Wilson put him in for 10-11 wins every year. Seattle without Russell Wilson, forget about it. And they've still got a ways to go without Russell Wilson. By the time he comes back, week 10, week 11, it's going to be too late. And even with Russell Wilson, they're the worst defense in the league, and they can't really consistently run the ball. And Carson's in and out, and is it Alex Collins this week? It's just never really there. San Francisco,
quarterback,
not a good football team.
Quarterback issue,
offensive line issue. Trent Williams hurt again, shocker.
Right.
The defense not very good. Bosa hasn't been the same since the injury. They can't run the ball anymore. There's some tough teams in that division. Like, let's be real. Does anybody think San Francisco's getting off the mat? I mean,
nope.
Trey Lance might give them a little spark, but they're digging themselves. Far too big of a hole. Carolina have lost their last four. They don't have a quarterback on the roster. Even if they get Deshaun Watson, we don't know whether he'll play or not. It would take him time, considerable time, to get his bearings under him. That's a team that has just continually look worse each week for the better part of a month. And McCaffrey will come back, but you got to have a semblance of a quarterback. And Atlanta, I give credit, you know, what they've done lately, but that defense is not. I mean, Arthur Smith, I just don't see him in the playoffs his first year. They've got to, you know, they got Pitts going, they got some interesting things offensively, but there's a lot of flaws there defensively. And no, I don't think Atlanta's getting into the postseason.
So based on the records, we would be surprised if Dallas, Green Bay, Tampa, Arizona, and the Rams didn't make the playoffs. But you still need two more spots. Based on the records, that's Minnesota and the Saints.
Yes.
So are those, would you be surprised if those two teams aren't the other wild cards?
I would.
Yeah.
I would.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, Sean Payton knows how to win games. He'll navigate Jameis through this thing. They're really good on defense. So yeah, I mean they've got a home field advantage. They've got a playoff pedigree. And Minnesota, there's a lot of talent there. I mean, look, they're the most Jekyll Hyde team in the world. Like they'll show you four different faces through the span of one game. Like you'll see all sides of them, and you'll be like, what is this thing? But they found a way to win some of these. Every game they play is pretty ridiculous. It's in one way, shape, or form or another. But
they've got legit weapons. They've got a quarterback. They've got a legit RB. Yeah. They've got two legit receivers.
Yeah. You know, and we'll see what Zimmer can call out of what's left of that defense. But I think that they've got enough firepower to get in. I don't think they'll be a real contender when they get in.
Hey,
they've got enough to beat bad teams consistently.
Yeah. I mean, long way to go, but you're right. We've been talking about Watson for a while here this week, and Goodell came out and said they don't have enough to put him on that exempt list or whatever it's called. And then, you know, they got the trade deadline on Tuesday. He's got the no trade, but he wants to get the hell out of there. Can't imagine he's going to block anything. Miami's the team you're hearing. What do you think happens? It's just such a weird situation that if Houston wanted to play him, he could because he's not suspended. Right? I mean, and if he gets traded, he can play right away based on what Goodell says.
And he's making $39 million.
Unless it changes, you're right. But, but right now he goes, we got nothing. We can't put him on the exempt list. So what do you think happens here? Will he get traded this weekend, or is he just going to be staying there for the entire year and not play?
I think there's certainly a possibility he gets traded. I mean, there's been significant conversations, some that have gone on consistently for a long period of time. Others have been a little bit running hot and cold, but we won't know until Tuesday. You know, I mean, a lot of these reports said, oh, it's close, it's imminent. That's baloney. But, Tuesday's a drop-dead date. I mean, if he's not dealt by 4 p.m. Tuesday, he's on their roster till the start of the league year next March. Now, you could agree to a trade before then, but, in January, February, whatever, but it can't be, officially consummated till the start of the league year.
What do you think about here? Because obviously we're desperate for a franchise quarterback. I'm like one of the few guys around here going, though, listen, I believe in redemption and innocent until proven guilty and all that. But in this one instance, this is probably the one team I just don't think you can do it. With our history with sexual harassment and everything that's going on right now, I just don't think we could bring him in. Even if he maybe is ultimately innocent, I mean, it's a shame, but I think this is the – if other teams want to go for him, fine. I don't think Washington can.
Look, there's not many teams who feel like they could do it now. This is an ownership decision. The owner is the singular determining factor as to whether somebody facing 22 lawsuits alleging sexual assault or sexual misconduct gets in your building or not while all of this is still ongoing. It comes down to which owner can he or she can stomach it and is willing to pay the freight and is willing to take the risk. And it's not many. So I wouldn't say that Washington is the anomaly. I would say Washington is where most quarterback needy franchises are, which is this just doesn't make sense for us right now.
But is this the top one? Like this would be the worst destination.
I mean, it would,
the optics are bad, but
it would be the worst.
The fans would be excited, though. The city would be excited.
Most. You'd have protests.
Once he starts throwing three touchdowns a game, you'll forget all about that.
I know.
Yeah, but I think it'd be a while before he did that. I mean, look, when Garoppolo got acquired with no baggage, in the middle of the season at the deadline. It took him like a month before he played. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's not just going to come in. It's not like you didn't get a right guard or, you know what I mean? You didn't get a punter. Like, it's going to take time for him to get – he will have gotten there with no offseason, no preseason, no chance to study the playbook ahead of time. Like, that's a big ask. So I don't think he's playing immediately anywhere. And then at any point during the month where you got to ramp him up, the league could step in and say, "No, we got enough. Stop. We're good. Right. You gotta pay him to stay on the sidelines." So all of that, I think, again, creates a limited market. But it only takes one team to do it,
right?
And it only takes two to be in it for you to have a little bit of leverage. But the market has also spoken, and everybody's known that this guy was never going to play there again for a long time. Even before all these allegations came to light, he had made it pretty clear, "I'm done with them." So during that time, they've gotten nothing done. And at some point, I think Nick Caserio, the GM there, is going to go to the owner on Tuesday afternoon and say, "I got this and I got that. Which one of these are we taking? If you want to do this, this is — it's not going to be necessarily the three ones and the two twos and a player. It's going to be this or that, or you're paying him for the rest of the year to do nothing."
$39 million.
$39 million.
That, well, next year. But I mean, this year the base salary is not bad. But yeah, next year the salary goes crazy.
Yeah, they can afford that.
Talking to Jason LaConfora, NFL insider for Odyssey. So, big game tonight, Thursday night football. Yes. Obviously, some guys have gone down, J.J. Watt to an injury, other guys on a COVID list. Potential statement game for the Cardinals. How do you see it playing out tonight?
Oh, boy. I mean, it's Thursday games are, right, they're tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got a Thursday game with no J.J. Watt and no Devontae Adams and
no Lazard.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it is Aaron Rodgers.
It's Aaron Rodgers, and I think I just have a little bit of a lean to Green Bay, just a gut feeling that the idea of, okay, we're going to have to do this a different way, and everybody thinks this other team is so great, and, you know, we've won six in a row, too. And, you know, I think you could look at that Monday night game and where the Saints kind of found a way to do enough to win. Now, they're playing, obviously, a worse Seattle team than these guys are. But you're dealing with the bomb cyclone or whatever, so we're just going to throw it to the running back 100 times. You know, like, I think Green Bay could find a game plan through the running back. Well, and also run a lot of 21 and 22 personnel, get both backs on the field at the same time, throw to Jones a bunch, the tight end and, you know, the tight end in the red zone, Tanyan, and I don't know. I feel like this is a coin flip game. Arizona's had a lot of things go its way. You know, you got Chandler Jones coming back from COVID. He hasn't played in a couple weeks, and that first game back is often tough for these guys. Now no J.J. Watt. And they're not going undefeated. I kind of feel like this is a game that Green Bay finds a way to win.
Jason, is there any more scuttle coming out of the owners' meetings you're hearing? We heard that Tanya Snyder got up and she read a prepared statement, and then she delivered what a couple owners said were some pretty tone-deaf statements after that. Are you hearing anything else out of the owners' meetings of note?
I mean, look, more is definitely going to start to trickle out as people sort of retreat to their home bases and start talking a little bit more. No, I mean, I think Seth Wickersham did a pretty good had somebody in that meeting pretty much giving him real-time play-by-play. So I think the meeting that was the most explosive, a lot of the details have come to light, and there may be, you know, something else here or there. But, I mean, Mark Davis, that's on the record. He thinks there should be a written report.
So when more of these owners start saying, "We think that more should be released," how many does it take for Goodell? Because Goodell already said it's not going to be released. So for how many does it take for him to actually say, "All right, we're going to have to release some"? Does it take 5, 10, the majority?
I don't think many more owners, if any, are going to say anything.
Right.
Their issue is going to be Capitol Hill. It's going to be, you know, I think you talk about tone deaf. I think some of the comments made about the oversight committee inquiry, I don't think that played very well on Capitol Hill, and these two House representatives, I would say, are not to be trifled with. And I get the sense that if the league doesn't want to play ball, and by the league I mean Goodell and Jeff Pasch and the people who are paid a lot of money to take bullets for the owners, if they don't kind of throw themselves on the sword and say, you know what, we should have done this, that, and that differently with this investigation, and, you know, we need to change this policy and that policy and maybe this person and that person, and here's what we're able to give you right now. If they don't come at it that way, if they try to obstruct a little bit, or, you know, what is the definition of is kind of stuff, and, well, we don't really know and we don't have anything, then I think you're going to see this inquiry go beyond just Park Avenue and the league office, and you're going to have them reaching out to individual owners and individual team presidents and, you know, subpoenaing, giving, you know, hey, here's your subpoena. Here's when we're going to have this, and, you know, we're going to start this inquiry and these investigations, and be prepared to answer these 50 questions.
Gotcha.
Jason, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a good weekend.
You got it, guys. You do the same. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Jason Lockenfour, Odyssey NFL insider, with his dog, with a little send-off there right at the
always
end.
Always gets in there.
Certainly does. All right. When we come back, we'll pivot. We'll talk with our friend Ryan Zimmerman from the Washington Nationals. He's going to join us next here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Should be joined very shortly by Ryan Zimmerman from the Washington Nationals.
Hey, Drabby, do you know about this dude, Hasbullah? This, like, little, I guess they're saying he has dwarfism.
I never heard of him.
Dana White just posted something. I guess he's, like, from Russia or something, and he's, like, he's 18 years old, and he looks like he's about 2.
Oh, I think I've seen this kid before.
Yeah. And I guess he's big into social media. He's big into, like, the MMA. Is it, you know, Khabib or something? Like
Mini Khabib. Oh, jeez. How old is he?
He's 18.
Wow.
He's
I didn't
anything
know he
about
was 18.
Him. Yeah. I mean, and I just, so I guess they're doing some event in Abu Dhabi. I don't know which fight it is. And Dana White's flying out there, and he's posted some video, and Hasbullah is, I don't know.
I've heard of Hezbollah.
Hasbullah.
I don't want to go there.
I don't know. He does a lot of shtick with the MMA. Somehow he has some connection with Khabib.
He's from Dagestan, Cakes.
Yeah. And I don't know.
From Dagestan. I look like I'm 2.
And he got famous. 18. And how did he get famous? Talk tick.
TikTok.
It's all the TikTok, I'm telling you.
Unbelievable.
TikTok. Talk tick. I don't know, man. I mean, You know what? He is mesmerizing. Remember when Kid Rock used to run around and he had the little guy? Who was it? Joe C? Was that his
name? I don't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Was that his name, Joe C?
He's no longer with us.
Yeah, I know. He passed.
Yeah.
I get sized for little guys.
You like little people?
Well, especially when they have like that genetic age thing when they look like they're babies.
Oh, that's progeria. That's a horrible disease.
Well, not the other way. Not when they get old.
Oh, you mean Benjamin Buttoning it?
Kind of. Hezbollah kid, I mean, he looks like he's 2.
Yeah.
And he's 18.
I don't know. I don't know that much about him, to be honest with you. But I do know about our next guest, and he's joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. It's Ryan Zimmerman from your Washington Nationals.
See, is he on the way to the golf course? Is he heading to congressional?
I don't know.
No golf today. Parent-teacher conference.
Oh.
The complete opposite side of the spectrum. Yeah, man. I feel like we had this conversation every couple of times. Like, when you guys were shocked, like, I do my own laundry and stuff.
Yeah, that is weird. I would have I'll be honest, if I were as rich and as accomplished as you, I'd have a laundry person.
I'd
have a laundry guy.
You'd have a Brian. No, you'd have an Alice.
I'd have an Alice.
A Brady Bunch reference.
Yes. Yeah.
I've definitely thought about it. So it might be, maybe it's in the works. Who knows,
you have one during the regular season. You have equipment managers to take care of all that while you're playing, but I would be a laundry diva.
Yeah, but you can't bring in your suits and have them do the dry cleaning, can you?
No, but
yeah, they have dry cleaning people there. They just, a lot of guys will just pack their suitcase for the road trip, and then when we come back, they basically just unpack. They just leave their suitcase at the field. They clean all the stuff in the suitcase and repack it.
That's the suitcase they take on
the road the next time.
How strict
Great
did,
life.
How, Ryan, how
well, that's
strict,
why you have to give them a good tip.
Do you guys have to wear like jackets and nice clothes like on the flights to the next city, or is it pretty casual?
No, that's completely changed over the years. When I first started, you had to wear, it was like a suit, tie, no matter what. Like, it didn't matter if you were getting in at, 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the morning, you had to wear that. And honestly, that's changed. First it went to suit with kind of no tie. Then it went to whatever you want, or just like a nice collared shirt, like button down. Now people wear like Lululemon stuff on the plane. So it's
comfortable.
It's gone completely the other way, which honestly, half the time we're getting in places so late, or, we go into the back. We go into like the back of the hotel where nobody even really sees you. So, the whole point of looking nice and professional, you go
silly.
Up to your room as soon as you get there and you change anyway. So it's not a big deal.
Hey, how much do you hate? I understand you want to sign stuff for kids. If there are kids like waiting in the hotel with a baseball or whatever, a card, but how much do you hate like the 40-year-old guy that is going to put whatever you're signing on eBay or just a memorabilia hound? And you know when you sign it that he's just going to sell it to the highest bidder. Does that tilt you when you see that guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of it. It's interesting, going, especially playing in the same division for so long. I mean, I see these same people at these same hotels literally for the last 15 years of my life. And I'm always like, there's no way. First of all, maybe Juan or Harp or Trey or someone like that. But, I mean, my cards can't be going for anything for these guys. Like, what are they doing waiting out here for, But, I mean, I think it, like you said, the kids are cool, but, they're smart. They'll send kids to the front of the hotel and hold the cards. And then they run around the corner and give them back to the guy. But at the end of the day, if that's what it is, like, my dad always says, enjoy it while it lasts. In 5 or 10 years, nobody's going to want your autograph anymore. So,
well, Zim, I would if I had a Zim jersey, I would definitely ask you to sign it. I would not sell it.
I see where this is going.
You could personalize it, and I would frame it up, and I would put it in my basement with all my other jerseys.
I mean, Jason, you are,
yeah.
Jim would like
that's
your
a different story. I mean, yeah, that's, yeah, that's yeah. a totally different story. I like doing those things, for people that you've met along the way. And, I mean, that's, you see kind of like the NFL guys now, how they switch jerseys and kind of do stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of that goes on in baseball. You buy a jersey when a guy comes in town, they sign it or personalize it, and you take it home. So
there's a lot of that that goes on. That's a cool part of all this stuff.
I'd put you right next to my Roger Clemens Astros jersey.
Look at that.
That jersey stinks.
Oh, it's a money. It looks so good. It looks so good, though.
I know it looks good. It's
I got it at the, where did I get it? Mandalay Bay in Vegas.
I remember
where I got
it. You paid way too much for it.
You were hammered, too.
Well, no, I wasn't hammered. I hit the blackjack table pretty good.
Yeah.
So it was all just kind of play money.
The thing, Zim, about going to your kids' parent-teacher conference. I think it's amazing. I think all parents should do it. But you got a few kids. I know I did that all the time. I couldn't wait to hear what other people thought of my kids. By my third kid, I don't even know who their teachers are. I barely know what grade they're in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
by the third kid, they kind of take care of themselves. So you don't need to know that stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
That's what we've been told. At least maybe that's just our positive thinking of having all these kids. Is they start taking care of themselves. But it'll be interesting. It's always fun to hear what they say. And I mean, it's crazy. My oldest one is reading books and writing. And it's like, man, she's a little human being now. Everyone says it happens fast, but it is pretty yeah. crazy how fast it happens.
Well, before you know it, she'll be at parties and she'll be boozing and lying to you, and it's a whole thing.
Well, yeah, that's true too.
But that happens.
We all did that, and we turned out okay, kind of, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. So did you watch any of the first two World Series games?
I watched a little bit of them. They're both kind of lopsided, obviously, but I think it's two pretty good teams. It's going to come down to whose starting pitchers can go a little bit, because I mean, if your starters only go a few innings, your bullpen's going to get worn out.
What's the reputation? I mean, I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but what's the reputation amongst the players of seeing Houston get back to another World Series after everything that happened?
Yeah,
how do you feel? Do you naturally root against them because of it, or
do you pull for Dusty?
I mean, yeah, or do you like it's Dusty?
No, I mean that's kind of the. Can I also, speaking of that, I loved how my buddy sent me something where A-Rod said he doesn't like them because they cheated. I'm like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Exactly,
that's hilarious.
But anyway, side point. But yeah, I mean, it would be really cool for Dusty. Obviously, he's meant so much to the game and done so much for the game as a player, as a manager, kind of as everything. So, it's hard not to root for him. As far as the cheating thing goes, I mean, obviously what they did in 17 was horribly wrong. I can tell you, with all the stuff that they put in place, unless they're doing something crazy that we've never, I mean, it's impossible to do that now. That doesn't make it any better what they did in 2017.
Right.
There were some other teams doing similar things. I don't know if the other teams were doing as much. I mean, they didn't release a lot of that stuff, so nobody, I think, will ever really know. But, I mean, to think that they're doing it now is far-fetched. Nobody's doing that now.
Right.
When we beat them, doesn't mean, so they're always going to have that hanging over their heads, and honestly, it's nobody's fault but their own,
Move to his car, Jason.
I know, he's on speaker.
Yeah, sorry, I was getting in the car, are we good?
Yeah,
it's all good.
That's better.
Yeah, I said, it's nobody's fault but their own. I mean, if they didn't want to have to live with this, and they should have thought about it when they were doing it. So, I mean, they're the ones that are going to have to live with it, but to think that they're doing it now, I'm telling you, I wouldn't say it's 100% impossible, but it's like 99.9% impossible to do anything. But it doesn't make it better for what they did. But at some point you kind of got to move on, I guess.
Hey Zim, before we let you go, I have a not one, not two. I have a three-tiered Halloween question for you.
Uh-oh.
One.
Oh wow.
One. What is your favorite scary movie? Two. Will you dress up when you're taking your kids out for trick or treating? Three. Where do you stand on Mounds/Almond Joy?
Okay.
Favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Oh, man. I used to love all the Saw movies.
Oh, you're a Saw guy. You love Jigsaw.
But I honestly don't watch scary movies anymore. I can't, they get me a little bit now. I'm not into them. But I remember loving those. That was, kind of the last time I was into a series or something like that.
Right.
Do I dress up? Yeah, we always have family. family outfit. I cannot say that I am responsible for that. Heather is the mastermind behind those. Actually, the kids this year are. They wanted Mackenzie and Hayden love Avatar.
Ooh.
Like the movie Avatar.
Sure.
When we went to Disney World or whatever, they did some of those rides and all that, and they love it. So we're Avatars, and the little guys, like one of the baby things or whatever. And then Mounds or Almond Joy. Wow.
I think both stay.
Are you pro or con?
Do you like coconut?
I do. I do like chocolate and coconut, but the almond is unnecessary.
Right.
The almond is unnecessary.
All right. So Mounds. You're
prefer a Mounds guy. Okay.
I got you.
I mean, I'm not like if I had to pick a candy, I don't know if I'd pick Mounds.
No,
but
if you had to pick
between those two, I would eat them.
He asked you that because I love Almond Joys, and that's one of my favorite candies. That's why.
What are you giving out?
I don't mind the chocolate and coconut. But.
What are you giving out? What are the Zimmermans giving out for Halloween?
So last year, our street kind of did like everyone put a table down at the end of their driveway, and the kids got to walk around because, you know, last year was canceled
for
all those reasons, and they kind of did individual stuff. And we had some of the adults had adult trick-or-treating as well, where everyone kind of put some drinks down at the end of their driveway. So yeah, I mean, we do, we're not like the king-size candy bar people or anything obnoxious like that, although everyone remembers that house that you went to, and you'd bring like two or three extra masks and switch your mask up and go back and get two or three king size candy bars. But yeah, we're just normal grab bags of candy. And, the kids love it, man. It's cool to see them dress up and get involved with it. It's, you know, that, and honestly, Thanksgiving's my favorite. So I'm looking forward to all that.
All right, Zim. Well, hopefully the parent-teacher conference goes well. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a good weekend, Matt.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, but she better get a good review or Mackenzie's in for some trouble when I get home.
There you have it.
Some serious second-grade stuff here.
That's right. All right. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate it, Matt.
All right, boys. Talk later.
All right, buddy.
It's Ryan Zimmerman from your Washington Nationals.
Zim would be a good option maybe for Monday Night Football. I know that J.P. Finley's trying to push the Ovi deal, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
When Washington's on Monday Night Football.
Sure.
Get Zim in the mix.
Why not?
They'd like to have a little local flavor.
Some Washington luminaries
when they do
in the
that.
Mix. Yeah. When's the week?
It's a few weeks away, I think. Can't remember which game it is. Is it the Seattle game? I can't remember
I think it's the Seattle Washington game, like November 29th.
Right.
All right, got to take a break. 800-636-1067. We've barely taken any calls. If people want to... call us about the Washington football team. What are their chances against Denver over
fantasy,
the weekend?
Yeah.
Want to talk about the Caps super hot start.
800-636-1067
is the number. Bitter. We'll be right back on an open line Thursday.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
The Junk's 25th anniversary is presented by our friends at PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Hope you guys are getting your costumes ready for tomorrow. Hope you're ready.
Well, that's one of the...
Hope you're prepared.
When they record Bit Season this week, which will be today.
Yes.
Right.
Because AWOD's already here.
Yeah.
And so they're going to record Bit Season. They will Joan. Mm. All right. So that means I won't listen. And so one of the topics is going to be joning on you and I because they call us curmudgeons or grinches or whatever.
Right, because we don't get into the spirit.
Halloween. I get into the spirit of Halloween, but at my house. I don't get into the spirit here.
At 4 a.m.
At 4 a.m., I'm not thinking about a costume.
Yeah.
So that's going to be one of the that's probably going to be the A topic of Bit Season.
Have you guys already gone through the outline for the – is that one of the A topics?
I don't know if it's an A topic, but it'll definitely be discussed for sure.
That the Junks, the two of the Junk. Well, who's the Junk that's most? Cakes is the one.
I don't think anybody really wants to do it.
JP doesn't even really want
to. I think we're getting pressured into doing it. JP definitely doesn't want to do it.
Yeah,
but I have a costume. My wife got it, but it's because doing the bit on Sunday night.
Right.
I have no costume. I might wear a Sammy Sosa jersey if I remember.
Well, you got
to. We'll lay it out tonight.
I can lay it out. I don't have a Cubs hat. I'll have to wear it with a Nats hat.
Oh, see, that's the thing.
What are you going to do?
Do I have
a Nats jersey? I have my Junk, my Rom jersey. I could wear my Rom jersey. I could be Rom.
Do you have another poopy hat that you don't care about and you could just write a big C on it?
Oh. Like a blue hat? I have a Modelo hat.
Yeah, sure, you could fashion it into a Cubs hat if you want.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's what they're just going to kill us for that.
Yeah. What else, Drabby? What else are the hot topics this week?
Hey.
They like to leave it as a surprise.
It's supposed to be a surprise.
We never said we're going to kill Jason.
You're going to jump.
We just want to talk about Halloween. We just like Halloween.
It gets ice.
EB threw a fit last Friday that he said it was a Joan session for an hour or so.
Well, here's the thing. I don't mind them, Joan. They do what you want to do, but it wasn't a huge sell of the show.
Yeah,
it was all the things they hate about
That's what
the
you're
show.
Saying, right?
Yeah, that's all.
Again, there's not one listener of Bit Season who doesn't already listen to the Junkies.
Yeah, okay. I think that's probably true. I think it's probably true. I don't think anybody has promoted the Bit Season more than me. All the guys like the show. I mean, Jason doesn't like it. Is Cakes listened?
Well, I listened
I've listened to clips. I mean, AWOD, I've not listened to the
This is why I don't
show.
Like it. AWOD talked about how every frat boy in Virginia Tech wants to bang both my daughters. Right. Should I like listening to that?
He doesn't even know what he's talking about.
I don't care. It was said. There are stupid people out there that believe it.
Yeah, but
so
he's
you
so
think
dumb.
I should like
he's
that?
He's getting the face.
You think I should like that?
No, we crushed Adam for saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, and I heard you, and thank you. But doesn't matter. You didn't edit it out.
Well, Adam's stupid.
Hello, you didn't edit it out.
Well, we've known that for
discuss editing
6 years.
Okay, I heard it, so it was not edited out. Thank you. They don't have any recourse for that.
We've edited it.
So you think I'm going to listen to that nonsense? We're not talking about my daughters?
Probably not.
Zero.
But you also, you don't really care other than that. I mean,
that bothered me. That part bothered me. If they were talking about, Cornell men's lax players banging your daughter, would you be excited for that?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, I understand.
Just telling you how I felt.
I think this is a great promo for the show.
This is a perfect promo.
This might be the highest downloaded episode ever.
But I was paid $120 to listen to it. Thank you, Dan?
You've already forgotten.
His name is
Dan or Dave or something. I don't know.
You've made a tiny little profit.
Didn't they do a commercial back in the day, Dan and Dave?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, for Reebok, right?
Those Olympians.
100 years
decathlon.
Ago.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy trying to get $20 from me because he says I didn't pay him to, and it's just false. He says I didn't pay him to take down my swing set. Remember I paid a listener? He flew out there and he chopped up my swing set with the chainsaw?
I would have undercut him.
You never paid him, but you did pay him.
I paid him. In fact, part of the payment was I gave him one of those. What he was most sized for is I gave him one of those Nest thermostat things that we had. I had it just sitting there in a
box. So bartering. Bartering.
That thing was like $200.
Yeah.
And I had no interest in it. And he was butt sized for it. He said he would. So I gave him the Nest thing. I'm not sure if I gave him cash on top of it, but I definitely gave him that.
Did he requested money on Venmo?
Yeah, I'm not giving him any money. I paid him.
What do you request? How much?
$20.
He's just assuming you forgot.
Yeah, I think he thought.
He's trying to take advantage.
I think he's trying to
of
take
your
advantage.
Bad memory. Yes. And he's doubling down. He's like, I can hit up EB again. He forgets everything.
Yeah. You know, no, I remember that.
Apparently.
Did we ever get a Ring doorbell, too? Or just the Nest thermostat?
I don't think we got a Ring doorbell.
We never got a
Not
Ring.
That I know of.
Right.
What did the agent that we never speak to give to us last year?
I believe it was some sort of media player that turns like a wall into like a mini movie theater.
This is what I'd like him to do.
Yes.
All right, Ross, if you're listening, please tell me you get this, all right? You hear this.
He doesn't listen.
Someone send it to him.
He's got 100 radio shows.
Instead of
radio
sending insider. Us media players or the Ring.
Alexas.
Radio
just
insider.
Put cash in an envelope of what you would spend
it's usually about
on the gift.
$100.
All right. I'd rather have the $100.
Right.
I don't want
or like an Amazon gift card. Like is because you then you would buy something you would
Thank
want
you.
And actually would use.
Yes. Don't send me. Or you know what? Stop. Well, I do re-gift them. I'm going to tell Ross right now. I do re-gift them.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have the money. I pay you enough money per month. I know you can afford it. Send me a little bit of money back.
Because that gift is coming in about 5 weeks or so.
I actually like the electronic trinkets.
You love the gizmos and the gadgets.
I've gotten a Fire. We've gotten an Alexa. We've got
the Alexa. I do like
the little mini video player
for 10 cents. Never use it.
I never use Alexa.
We have 100 of them. Amazon knows my whole life.
I never use it.
I use it.
We use it all the time.
What do you talk to Alexa about?
How long do you cook salmon for? What's the weather today?
Oh, I just use it for music.
What time do the Wizards play? I mean, all day. Any question?
Here's when the Wizards play. If they're playing on the East Coast, like 7 or 7:30. West Coast, 10 or 10:30.
But, dude, do you know how long to boil a hard-boiled egg?
10 minutes, roughly.
I have no idea.
Get the water to a boil.
8 minutes.
I just eyeball
it. The whole thing, dude. There's a whole thing. You want to do it correctly.
Salmon, cook it till it's like bubbly, a little golden brown.
JP, I just eyeball it.
I always ask.
He doesn't even like hard-boiled eggs. So.
How do you know when pork is ready? Alexa, how do you know when pork is ready?
160 degrees.
I don't do
thermometer.
That. No, I just ask and then boom, it comes up on the screen. The whole menu tells you what to do. Yeah. Mm.
Your conversations with Alexa sound a lot like your questions on the show.
He's
just talking in questions all the time.
What time do Wizards play tonight? Yeah. Who's on the roster?
I'm a curious
person.
Who's on Thursday Night Football?
Yeah. I'm a curious person.
Well, what's fun? Did he say he didn't know?
No, he did not know.
He's been doing FanDuel reads about the Thursday night for like a week.
I do FanDuel reads
no idea.
For high. I don't pay attention.
Yeah, that's
just
funny
reads,
to me.
He doesn't process
They've been promoting that game for a week. And you've been reading
them. The Monday night game. I promo the Sunday night game and the Thursday night game. I don't memorize them.
You didn't do any of the Packers Cardinals?
Can you give us one?
I'm sure I did, but I don't memorize
them. Aside from tonight's game, can you give us one other matchup in the NFL this weekend?
Yes.
Well, besides
Washington and Denver.
No,
but I don't care about the others.
Besides Washington and Denver.
No, I don't care about them. I have zero interest in them.
See, if you were a big fantasy guy, you would.
You know all these
interest.
Things.
Yeah. But tonight's game, I'll lock in around 7 p.m. when I start to get my bets in.
Right.
Always bet the Kyler Murray over rushing yards. That's what you say in your spot.
Yes. But,
and how many rushing yards?
The last three has it been rushing.
I run more than Kyler Murray.
The last one I said, Kyler passing yards, because Cakes has influenced me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an influencer.
I am an influencer, yes. Yeah.
I hate Cakes's taking the Cards minus the 6.5.
Yeah, it's probably
for the
record,
if you're a FanDuel guy, points, drop the total, go over. That teaser.
Right,
you
like the
you love two-game teasers. You
I
always
I
have.
I never hit them.
I think two-game teasers has been your favorite play
They're
for
hard.
15 years.
I love them. They're hard to hit.
They're
but
hard
I do
to
love
hit.
Them.
They are.
I do love them. Sometimes they jump out
at me. Well, two-game teasers within the same game. So totals and sides are tough to hit.
I also love the Packers plus 6.5, just straight up.
All right.
And it's good value on the money line, too.
See how you do.
Love the Cards laying 6.5.
Cardinals is getting no respect. If they win this game, I think they'll get some.
I want Aaron Jones and Tonyan to score.
Yeah, I need
two touchdowns
each time. Big Bob Tonyan, make an end zone appearance. Would be nice. All right, we got to get out of here. Get your costumes ready. Tomorrow's a Halloween show. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.